Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, 6 million euro toilets. That's 1.5 million euro each for 4 loos proposed in Dublin. How does it cost that much, you might ask? Well, Green Party councillor in Clontarf, Donna Cooney, told Anton.
How can it cost 1.5 million to put up a toilet?
Yeah, well, between the build and the staffing. This is, well, I sometimes think these costs are put in because they thought, well, that would be prohibitive. The councillors won't go with that because we're putting in something that's quite ludicrous in terms of the cost. But we weren't given any other option, and yet they're now just at a concept stage. So, you know, it is ridiculous.
Yeah, at 1.5 million euro per loo, I just hope people would actually use them. Do we need more public toilets across the country, though? Rebecca Ryan is with us on the line today. Do we need more public toilets, Rebecca?
I think so. I absolutely know so. Well, just from coming from a point of view, for people with medical conditions, I myself have a thing called ulcerative colitis, so it's an inflammatory bowel disease. And so basically, I could need a toilet at a minute's notice. So I've been in a situation before where I need to go, and if not, it'll be severe accidents. And, you know, a lot of businesses, understandably, have a customer-only policy, which I totally understand. So for somebody like myself with a medical condition, it's not just a luxury or something that you think you might need, but it's a necessity, really.
How easy is it to find them, the public toilets?
Well, I do have to, for myself, I'd have to plan out my whole day. Okay, where am I going? Or if I'm going to Stephen's Green, okay, if I park, then I go up to the top floor. I really have to plan out where I'm going and where could be the nearest toilet. But like, say, for instance, if you're taking Dublin, what we're talking about now, if I'm going over from, say, Stephen's Green across to, say, Jervis, that's a heck of a lot of, you know, walking without a toilet. And it can be very anxious to not know where the nearest toilet would be. Do you know that kind of way? So, it can be quite difficult. I've seen in situations even before, like even for a disability toilet, that's been locked and it has a notice saying, even in a shopping centre, you have to go to the nearest reception to get the key. And for somebody like myself, time is not a luxury for myself, so I'd have to have the toilet there and then. And I've been in situations where there's huge queues going into the bathroom, and it's kind of embarrassing, to be honest with you, to say, I'm sorry, I have to go through a medical condition. And it's even given me a bit of anxiousness now, even thinking
about
it.
Yeah,
like if there was something like a public toilet available, and I understand the cost. Like, I'm not privy. I don't know of the details of it. I know it's a costly thing, but look, other big cities do it around the world. How do they do it? I know people do a tap and go kind of thing. Is there other things? I know it just seems like it's in concept stage, and like, how long will it take to make these decisions? It's especially for somebody like myself, it would be a huge blessing to have.
Do we even have many public toilets, Rebecca, around Dublin, for instance, around the city centre?
Yeah, there's not. Like, when I think of myself, like, if I'm going into town, like I said, say Stephen's Green, I know there's one there at the top floor.
But you pay for that at the top floor, the one you're talking about, in the centre?
Yeah, you do. You tap and go in that, in there. The other one I can think of now, if I'm walking across then, is the Jervis shopping centre. And there's a toilet facility there. So that's two. And like I said, it's there's so many places, you know, I'd have to go in maybe and get a coffee or buy something if I'm to use a toilet there. And that's I totally understand that for businesses as well. It's a cost factor for them of running water, electricity and that sort of thing. So I totally understand. But I just think, like, Janie Mackers, other big cities in the world have it. Like, I'm talking about medical conditions for myself, but there's people like, you say, families with children. I have a toddler who's toilet training at the moment. Like, am I supposed to whip out the potty there in the middle of O'Connell Street and get him to go there? Do you know what I mean? So it's just something I think other cities have, and even
we should have the same.
Yeah,
and four isn't that many. I mean, we're talking about four public toilets here today to be installed on Dame Street, and then the other two just off O'Connell Street. But I know the cost has obviously been a huge headline factor for people today. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. Tell us about this. What's the story with public toilets in your own county today? Gladys is on the line as well. What's your experience with public loos?
There isn't one, you know, sort of thing. There isn't, if you have a physical disability, to be able to access a public toilet. I'm not sure, you know, sort of thing. Like, and I would be very hesitant of using anything in O'Connell Street or surrounding areas. Myself, I can't believe that it would be 1.5 million for a toilet.
Private toilet.
You know, like that. I actually am. I have no words.
Yeah,
you know,
I know. Well, I suppose, I don't know, security was mentioned and maintenance, well, yeah, and I suppose installing them and, you know, all that maybe there's.
But would it be 24 hours? You know, would it be safe? You know, would it be safe to use? Would it be clean?
Yeah, well, that's, I suppose, that's why it'll likely cost then, I suppose. That's why it carries this price tag. But Gladys, when you're trying to find a public toilet in the city centre, what do you do?
Well, I honestly, the way I have, you know, from past experience, and that is my absolute bugbear. I have to plan everything. I have to plan that I know that there's one. I have to plan that I know that I can get into it. I have to plan in, you know, ahead of time going anywhere, that I don't have to go and look for somebody that has a key. And usually what it means is that I would buy a coffee or something, so that I can use their facilities, you know, sort of thing like that. I'm guaranteed of something clean and, you know, in a sense of safety. And that's the way it has been.
Yeah.
And I will say it has improved no end. I mean, there was a time when I acquired my disability first, that toilets were absolutely disgusting. You would be afraid to touch anything. You'd be afraid to go near anything. Everybody, it was anybody and everybody, but they've really upped their game, you know, in most places. I was in one actually yesterday that was actually, you could eat your dinner off the floor. It was spotless.
And was it a private public toilet? Did you have to pay for it, Gladys?
No, I didn't have to pay for it, but it was part of a you know, a kind of like a hotel type of setting.
Yeah.
I didn't have to pay for it. I would be really not, I don't think I could trust, you know, the way things are in Dublin City.
I wouldn't feel safe.
No, I wouldn't feel safe.
Yeah. And I'm curious, you know, Rebecca, would you pay to use, like if there were toilets available and public toilets available, would you pay to, would you be willing to pay to use it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, when I need to go, I have to go. Like, I have to go. And if it's a tap-and-go situation, it's so easy just to tap and go straight in. I absolutely, like, for me, if I'm in the middle of the street and, say, if I'm at the top of O'Connell Street, or, and just for argument's sake, and, you know, all the way down is Jervis Centre, like, I would not make that. Like, I just wouldn't. And that's the reality of it. So I would absolutely 100%. Now, I know you have the cleanliness and everything, but is there a model? I mean, I think in Paris they have these self-cleaning ones. I mean, they're just obviously
I'm going to have to assume at 1.5 million euro per toilet. And like, unless this thing's made of gold, I would at least expect that it's going to be able to clean itself at this kind of money.
I would hope so. I'd love to see. I haven't heard a lot about, like, what is the 1.5 per toilet? Like, I'd love to see that. Is it a self-cleaning? Is it made of gold?
It has to be a self-cleaning toilet. Like you, Rebecca, listeners, there's thousands of Irish adults, young people with Crohn's disease, with colitis, who need to know that there are public toilets there that they can use when they need them, when they need to use the toilet urgently. What about you, Gladys? You'd pay too, would you? You'd be happy to pay for
100%.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I mean, I would pay for the, you know, I just wouldn't trust the kind of public toilet anymore.
You'd like some kind of private operator involved.
You know, I just don't think that they would have, you know, the cleanliness that you would need.
Texter says, I was in Prague last week for the Irish match and the public toilets were within 2 minutes of any point on the map in the city. You paid to use them. They were perfectly fine. The fact that this is even a public conversation on Irish radio is an indictment that we are completely incapable of doing anything sensible with sensible budgets in this country. Another listener says, the cost of a public toilet in Germany varies widely based on the size, location, technology and the cost, ranging from tens of thousands to several hundred thousand euro for a single facility. For the high quality, automated, barrier-free toilets, which are common in German cities, it often represents significant capital investment, sometimes reaching over 100,000 euro to 200 grand for the advanced prefabricated units, including installation. So what makes the Dublin public toilet so expensive, asks this texter. Diana's on the line. What's your experience with public loos, Diana?
Hi, Andrea. Well, I'm like Rebecca. I also have irritable bowel disease. I have Crohn's disease. So toilets are exceptionally important to me. And I remember you doing a piece last week about Cork City Council putting up its posters telling everybody to get their shit together to
yes.
be crude about
yes.
this.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, it's a bit of a slap in the face because other than Fitzgerald's Park, I don't think there's a single public toilet in the whole of Cork City. And, you know, for someone in my position, and I'm sure Rebecca will appreciate that, I can't even think, is this toilet clean or dirty? I have to get to a toilet when I have to get to a toilet. And I know every single toilet in the city. And I know which pubs will let you go, which restaurants will let you go, you know, because I have to, because I have a disease that, you know, basically means, again, within seconds, I have to get to a toilet. So, you know, when I'm going to the city, I don't eat from 6 o'clock the night before until I get home from the city, whatever time that could be, 6 o'clock in the evening on the day I'm in the city, because they're, you know, unless I go into my own business and use the toilet there, I may not get to a toilet. And it's just, it's horrible.
And you don't, and you wouldn't, like, seriously, you wouldn't eat for those, that period of time.
Because then, I might have to go to the toilet. Yeah. And, you know, and I may not be able to access the toilet in the city. The toilets in Merchant's Quay, there's usually about maybe 10 people in the queue ahead. I do have keys for the disabled toilet, you know, and I do have disabled toilet keys. And, you know, thankfully I was able to access those. Technically, I'm not disabled, but I mean, I would argue the toss with anybody in that, because I have a disease that means I have to get to a toilet when I need to get to a toilet. And, you know, I think as well, for people who do need that, I think they should be able, I think there should actually, for people with bowel disease, I think we should also be given access to disabled parking, because I've literally had to stop my car in the middle of a lane, put my flickers on and run to the nearest toilet, you know. So, you know, that's why I you know, it may be 24 hours that I don't eat if I have to go to the city, because there's
that's
no other
very debilitating, Diana.
It is very debilitating, yeah. But that is normal life for people. And, you know, I think it's 1 in 10 Irish people have that disease. We don't talk about it because, of course, you know, I suppose it's a taboo, but that's how we have to live. And, you know, it's, again, I'm a Cork City ratepayer. Mm. I'm fourth generation business in the city. And I just, you know, I hear Cork City Council making laws that we're banning all Israeli government officials and putting up ridiculously vulgar posters, and they can't make public toilets accessible to 1 in 10 of the population who really need them,
you know.
And then on the flip side of that, I saw in East Cork this week, in fact, just 2 days ago, that kids went in and smashed a public toilet. And I think, you know, where Gladys is concerned, yeah, it would be great to have safe and clean public toilets. And I think the only way to do that is to put CCTV in.
Well, that's the thing. And maybe that's why they are the price that they are. Listener says that beautiful toilets apparently in Dublin city centre in the 70s taken out by the council, tells us this listener today. Alice Leahy is on the line. Alice, of course, from the Alice Leahy Trust. You've been long calling for more public toilets, Alice.
20 years, Andrea, we made a submission to Dublin City Council for public showers and, of course, toilets. I think it's outrageous in the capital city that we haven't got decent public toilets. We shut them all down. We could dig up the city for Lewis and everything else, and yet we can't reopen those wonderful public toilets that were there. It's shocking. And we have the all the people coming over from the EU now in a few months' time, and they'll be all getting umbrellas and T-shirts and bags and all kinds of things instead of putting the money into public toilets in our capital city.
Yeah, so you think despite the cost, we should press ahead with this, Alice?
But everybody, and I couldn't hear all your speakers earlier, but I just heard the end of the last contributor, and of course I agree totally with her. But the reality is, everyone needs to go to the toilet. It should be a facility for everyone. Mm. And it just is appalling. And we have all kinds of, sorry, that's the Lewis gone by. We have all kinds of new structures and all kinds of things, and something as basic as a public toilet for all the people who are in the city. It is shocking.
Listener here has got in touch to tell us they're a pub owner. We always let people in to use the toilet, but since COVID, the numbers are now huge and we can't just let everybody in. So we've had to actually put up signs. And as a result of that, people slate us for it. Richard Hanlon is with me on the line. Richard, of course, from Mimi's Coffee Shop on South William Street. Do you experience this, Richard?
Look, I tell you what, I have a kind of a long history with this on the council. So all your callers and texts all relate back to several things that go on. I mean, we took over St. Patrick's Park and tea rooms with the public toilet that was rebuilt in 2015. It's a great fanfare. 400,000 cost for the coffee shop. We gave up that unit because of security risk for ourselves, because we had to run the toilets, pay rent, and we had security issues running that. Now they've changed that to put security in to places. But that's 2015, so we're now a long way down the road. It's a decade later. There's still lots of talk about public toilets. And the thing about that that's more concerning is that in 2020, the start of 2020, when we're coming out of COVID, there was on about trying to get the city started in phase two. There was no public toilets, so people couldn't use toilets inside restaurants or anything. It was going to be outside. So I started a petition to do public toilets then, and showed six locations. Coincidentally, Dublin City Council then turned down with bids, etc., in regards to do things. But with pressure, they were recanted, and they did go in to put the public toilets, the ones that we see in St. Stephen's Green now, which is one of the locations. But the thing is, that was a short gap. And the long-term thing is about restoring dignity to this city and to the citizens, whether you have a medical condition or you don't. There is
so
no.
So we need public toilets, do we?
Yeah, we do. We're a capital city of Europe. We're not a city in Europe. We're a capital city. So it's shameful on the politicians, the elected representatives, and Dublin City Council. Now, they're probably going to give out to me for saying this, but it's the buck stops at them. We have money to do cycle lanes and nice planting and all these other things, but no one can go to the toilet. And if we take St. Patrick's Day, for example, what happens on Jury Street and the area, there was no public toilets put in. I don't know on the rest of the area, but there was no public toilets put in extra for the 500,000 people that come to see this parade. So, and there's no security. And I'm a bloke in the city. It's also a level of safety, which some of your people said. You should feel safe, especially as a woman coming to the city, be able to use facilities. You shouldn't, as a customer, have to feel you have to go to a coffee shop or a pub. We should be a capital city with these things as a basic. It's so basic. Copenhagen, similar size city, has over 50 public toilets. Prague has over 150 public toilets for a similar size city. So what's wrong with our city and what's wrong with our councillors? What is wrong with Dublin City? There's so many other issues apart from toilets.
So
it's a fundamental.
Yeah, so they have, as I said, the €6 million in funding was announced as part of these the promise of these four toilets in the city centre, seemingly still at concept stage, whatever that means, but it's €1.5 million per loo. That's what we're hearing this afternoon. Waterways Ireland are apparently miles ahead of the county council, says this texter. There's lovely public toilets and showers at many of the marinas. So a shout out in particular to the one at Drummond in County Leitrim. Probably the nicest public toilet I've ever used, either nationally or internationally, says this texter. Are we going to start rating public toilets now? Public toilets in Westport, says this texter today, cost 50 cents, and after each user, the door slides closed for about a minute long to auto clean the place. It's well worth that 50 cents. And P.ie. Yeah, there's an app, p.ie. You can download the layer to Google Maps, and it has the locations of the public toilets around the country. Very handy, tells us this listener today. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. My thanks to Rebecca Ryan, Gladys, Richard Hanlon there, Diana as well, Alice Leahy from the Alice Leahy Trust, 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.